Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Welcome to Gemara Erevin. We hope that you have a wonderful journey with us throughout the Shas, especially now in Gemara Erevin, talking about the different ideas of carrying, especially to the different Rishus, Rishus Aram, Rishus Yachad. They talk about the Carmelites and the Mavoim, all these different terminologies. We're looking at Gemara Erevin 2 to be focusing on the idea of a Pasuk. The Gemara mentions how the tabernacle, the Mishkan, is also called the temple, the Mikdash, from this Pasuk, the Asuli Mikdash. They shall make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell in their midst. I don't remember which sage or commentator, which commentary or rabbi or whoever explained, but if you look at the phraseology they explain of the pasuk itself, it's very interesting. We're going to hone in on that in 1 second. The verse prefaces the construction of the tabernacle in the wilderness, refers to it as the mikdash, the term by which the temple is commonly described. This concludes the Gemara's proof that the tabernacle, the Mishkan, is sometimes called the temple, the mikdash. The idea here is looking at the pasuk, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham, v'socham. The way that it's phrased, v'asuli, make for me. Hashem says, make for me the temple, the sanctuary, the tabernacle in the midbar, in the desert, v'shachanti b'socham. I will dwell amongst you, plural, v'asuli. That's singular for Hashem, and I will dwell in you, plural, b'tocham, amongst you. Why would the pasuk be that way? Why would Hashem write it in the Torah and tell Moshe to write it down in such a way? And the explanation was, whether it would be a rabbi or commentator or a sage, I don't remember exactly who it was. The idea is that if you allow Hashem into your heart, if you allow Hashem into your life, if you open, they say, petach li belibi, kimachat ve'ani holech, or whatever the phraseology is also. Hashem says, if you open in your heart, you open in your life, the size of a machat, a needle, the hole, the size of a needle, which is tiny, I will rip it open, Hashem says, and I will dwell amongst you, I will come in. All you have to do is open your heart, open your arms, open your neshama, open your eyes to let Hashem in, and then He will come on in and bring everything wonderful with it. If you open your eyes, you open your mind, you open your heart to the idea of learning Torah and finding Torah, using spirituality through different means, such as our shows, different podcasts, videos, or the like. You use technology, you find a way to let Hashem in, then Hashem will show you the wonders of Judaism, will show you the wonders of a wonderful way of life through Torah, mitzvahs, and the like. What we do is we have to allow Hashem in, and then He could dwell amongst us. If we separate Him, if we keep Him out, we relegate Him, chas v'shalom, to the base Knesset or to the shul or the base medrash, but never bring Him with us where we go, then He's not going to be with us. We're not going to feel His presence. What we have to do is we have to open up our hearts, open up our eyes, open up our neshama, open up our lives to let Hashem in with us wherever we go, and we ourselves can then become the walking sanctuary. We don't have the Mishkan today. We don't have the Mikdash today, but each of us have a Pintel Yin. Each of us have the Shechina, the presence of Hashem amongst us a little bit. We open up our hearts, we open up our minds, we open up our ability to see Him, then we could carry Him with us wherever we go. We could wear the kippah, and we could dress in the Jewish way for women and for men. We could be banners of Hashem, and we could be the walking royal guards of Hashem. We are His princes and princesses, because He is our King, our Father. If we're able to do so, if we allow Him to come in, if we make that sanctuary within ourselves, Hashem can then dwell amongst us and go with us wherever we go with whatever we do. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 3 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.